Headlines. Doctors try genetically modified poliovirus as experimental brain cancer treatment. Oh, this is how it begins, I think. This is how a syringe and desperation and always some chutzpah can create a legion of muted zombies milling around malls and parking lots, the green parks designed for summer festivals with a band playing in the gazebo, the enameled tuba as playful as a walrus after fish. It seemed like a good idea at the time, I expect someone will say ruefully. If we still have time and space for ruefulness, that little head shake a dog could recognize and coax us from with a wet nose to our palm. Every day it seems the world is ending. Cages are built for babies, and there is a debate about whether it's okay, whether the babies will know any better. There are pictures of rosaries laid in a tray like a museum display waiting for tags. They're coiled like little snakes, caduceuses, missing wings, swords. We're supposed to learn something from them, but the docent is not here. She's out protesting, and it's not polite to smash through the glass case to pick up each set of beads, to hold them the way they were held before a woman settled the strand around her neck to rest against her heart. Only the wooden ones will take up her scent, the heat of her body reanimating the olive wood the way it would a pearl. I understand the relief of collapse, cards, or souffle, the sack of Rome, but I keep reading how whatever I'm doing now is what I'd be doing then, that nostalgic, knee-socked past of victory gardens and pin-ups painted on the steel flank of a bomber. I'd be looking after my children because I'm their mother, but I'd be on the boat that was turned away or hiding in a basement, a garret. Could I ever make friends with the rats? I would see the beginnings of poems in the crenellation of my daughter's ears, the ones not pressed to the floor, in the air, hovering like my breath, distinct from the breath someone else exhaled, expired. I'd see them, but I wouldn't write, not when my purpose was reduced to getting out, as quietly frantic as the patients webbed with glioblastoma, willing to try anything, to break any law. There is no risk left then, and no one believes in zombies.